said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
The Pentagon's annual report on the military power of the People's Republic of China makes clear that China is still committed to communist ideology as it relates to foreign policy. The report outlines how China's military buildup is directly connected to its regional ambitions, which include challenging U.S. dominance in the Pacific. China's military modernization is geared toward developing the capability to fight and win local wars under high-tech conditions. China's military spending will increase this year to almost $70 billion, making China the third largest defense spender after the U.S. and Russia. One U.S. Defense Department official described how U.S.-China trade is an unfair exchange. We give the Chinese blueprints to our nuclear submarines, and they show us their mess halls. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says that the more China knows about U.S. armed forces, the better it develops its military to counter ours. China's military budget has been growing at an annual rate of 17%. Such an investment for such a poor country will pose a major challenge to the U.S. in the future. Signs are clear that Jiang Zemin, Communist China's 77-year-old military chief, still holds ultimate power and has no plans to give it up, even though he has handed over some Communist Party titles. Zhang has retained the final say over the most delicate foreign policy issues and prickly domestic disputes. Chinese party officials and Western experts both say that split leadership has caused increased political repression at home and more dangerous chances of military conflict with Taiwan. Zhang's continued control may also account for a very tight political environment and a captive press. Well, what did we expect? After all, Zhang and the bosses who rule China are still communists, and Mao Zedong is still their hero.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. As the last stronghold for communism, China steals our technology, arms our street gangs, and manufactures inferior products. So why does the U.S. continue free trade with China? If you're concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for information on trade with China. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and the man who says, when trouble arises and things look bad, there's always one individual who perceives a solution and is willing to take command. Very often, that individual is crazy. Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And speaking of common sense, we have Mr. Common Sense himself with us today, G.B. Oliver with the ParagonFoundation.org. Hi, G.B.
Hello, Mr. Brownfield.
It's good to have you.
That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said about me.
What's that?
Mr. Common Sense.
Well, you are, I tell you what.
Somebody told me the other day that we had more degrees and less common sense than any other point in our country's history.
I'll bet that's right.
Hey, absolutely.
Amen to that. When are you going to come to Missouri?
By golly, I need to.
Well, you tell me that every time. I keep waiting, and I throw out the steaks, and then I have to eat them myself. And,
is that right?
Yeah.
Well, what would be a good time?
This week would be an excellent time.
Woo.
The coming week. I'll tell you what. I'm selling a gooseneck load of donkeys on Saturday, and my wife's going to leave town on Sunday and be gone for several days. So she'll be out of town, and I'll have all this donkey money. It'd be an excellent time for you to show up.
I still think I can
huh?
You're trading a truckload of jackasses for one more. That works. Oh, man.
I'll tell you, you should have been here last Saturday. We had to blood check every one of those things, you know, for a Coggins test.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know much about donkeys. I've learned a lot just in that one morning session there. But it rained real hard, and we had to do it in the barn. And they're interesting. They're interesting animals.
Are they broke? Can you handle them?
Well, no, none of them were broke, but they are now. I mean, you know how you mug a wild horse?
Yeah.
And you just mug one of them, and they give up. They don't fight you much. We had plenty of help, you know, and one guy would mug them, and the other would push them against the wall and just hold them. And it wasn't a bad deal. You know, speaking of wild horses, and gosh, we don't have time for all this, but you understand that the other night I was watching Animal Planet, and I got so mad, it just upset me. These two little girls were at one of these wild horse facilities, and they had this mare that they brought in off the range, you know, and she was a good-looking, didn't look like most Mustangs to me. She was a good-looking, looked like a saddle-bred horse, like a five-gated kind of a horse. You know, she kept her head up, and she trotted with her tail up, and, I mean, she looked good. And they're going to halter break her. And they went out there, and they talked to her, and they said, oh, you sweet lady, you such a good girl. And they put a halter on her, and they led her.
Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. And I thought, now, see, that's why people are so dumb they believe that. Then they go get one of these horses that's never been handled, and it half kills them, you know.
I need those girls' address and phone numbers, because I've got several that we need a halter break. I'm in for a lesson.
And they did the same thing then with the colt. She had a colt then, and they did the same thing with the colt. They halter broke the colt. And the minute they put it, let them put a halter on it. You know, for some reason, we always have to put ours behind a gate or some way to get a halter on them, you know. But this, I don't know. Anyway.
Did I ever tell you about Mr. Jones and I getting in the wild horse race down here?
No.
Well, that Bobby Jones, you know.
Oh, I know Bobby Jones.
Golly, I'll tell you what, he just never got the chance, but he's another Dan Mortensen. I've seen him ride, make a bronc ride or two over a tank dam and off down through some mesquites that put anything Dan Mortensen or Robert Ettenbauer ever did to shame.
Really?
But, we decided that since he was such a bronc rider, we'd get in a rodeo down there and get him in the wild horse race. And anyway, we won it. And
you
we
really did.
Got a little prize money and a belt buckle. But, you know, we got excited after he got that horse saddled, and we had him eared down, you know. And Bobby stepped on him, and we were excited about the deal. We just turned the old horse loose, and he didn't have the hack rein, you know. And that old horse fell into and down the arena he went, just bucking for all he's worth. And to tell you what kind of bronc rider Bobby was, he leaned forward and got the hack rein so the horse wouldn't step on it and flip, and reached down and got a hold of it and finished it off. But he's a heck of a bronc rider.
Do you know a guy named Mel from Yuma, Arizona?
You bet.
He's on the line.
We ought to talk to Mel.
Well, he wants to talk to you.
How you doing, Chuck? Very good to talk to you again.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I one of our buddies has been listening to you regularly says I ought to start hitting you up for residuals.
What's this guy, Derry? Watch him. I know who he is.
GB, how are you, buddy?
I was never any better. How are you all doing?
We're doing well. We're doing well. Of course, I'm involved as all get out with this upcoming election, and it's looking pretty good for our candidates down here. But I just wanted to call up and say hello to you and let the folks know how much I appreciate the help that you have given us down here in Yuma on your couple of visits down here.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, Mel. You all are about as inspirational group. There are two groups across the country that I get to go speak to every once in a while. One of them is South Dakota Stock Growers, and the other one is your group down in Yuma, Arizona. And I'll tell you what, you all give me a lot more than I give you. I leave there with a lot more than I came with.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much, buddy. And you guys at Paragon just keep up the good work. And Derry, you keep putting out the good word. It's really... we need more folks like you out there on the airways.
Well, GB and I do the best we can with the tools we've got.
Well, I don't know about you, but with GB, that's terribly limited.
Cut him off, Derry.
Okay, he's done. I hit the kill switch. He's done.
You guys take care. Thanks a lot, fellas.
Adios.
All right. Now, we just blew the first 10 minutes of this show, GB. When we come back, there's a lot of important stuff that we need to discuss.
All right.
So we're going to take a break here. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls will be welcome, and we will be right back.
The Derry Brownfield Show.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with us. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you tired of Jurassic Age T1 dedicated line pricing? BestT1Prices.com will deliver unbiased T1 line prices in real time, allowing you to save money. BestT1Prices.com also offers business and residential DSL, frame relay, point-to-point, T3, DS3, Wi-Fi, and much, much more. BestT1Prices.com has served over 100,000 instant price quotes. Visit BestT1Prices.com and start saving money today.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in 5 countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
And we're visiting today with Jimmy Olivar, the Paragon Foundation. And by the way, you can get in touch with Paragon by dialing 1-877-847-3443. GB, you just don't understand the power of radio. I already have a caller calling in and wanted to buy my donkeys. I'm serious.
Sight unseen.
Well, I don't know, but they're going to sell at Lolly Brothers Auction at Macon, Missouri. They start selling at 9 o'clock Saturday morning, so be there with your checkbook. And anyhow, let's get a Kit Laney, update right quick here, GB. I've had a lot of people call during the month and said, what happened to Kit Laney?
Well, what happened to Kit Laney was he has entered into a plea. He pled guilty on 2 misdemeanors. The maximum penalty you can get for that is 5 months in jail and 5 months in house arrest. And so what we're doing is we're waiting to see the judge. Will be coming back with that very shortly.
Well, why did he plead guilty? I thought he had this thing beat.
Well, he, that's a hard question to answer. I felt like we were in very, very good shape going forward. All I can tell you is I guess there's a bottom to everybody's tank. I would tell your listeners the same thing I told the people in South Dakota. We learned a lot through this. We've never been involved in any criminal litigation before. But I'll tell you the thing that you've got to remember if and when you end up in one of these situations is you do not let them get that guy off by himself. He received calls, as I shared with you, from Mark Ray in the Agriculture Department offering him the world. He got calls from the Nature Conservancy offering him everything in the world. And then on the other side of the thing, you've got the Justice Department bearing down on his neck. And what they do is they get you out there by yourself, and then they build you up, and then they kick the legs out from under the stool, and they start playing that. And you've got to stay with one of these people and be with them on a daily basis. Otherwise, they play a psychological game that will wear down anybody and wear out anybody. But as we visited with Kit on Tuesday, he came over. We still know exactly where we're going, and he's still just as game to follow up on this as he can be. He finally came to the conclusion that if he could eliminate the criminal side of this thing any way he could and go on to where we were headed to start with, and that's the Federal Court of Claims, he wanted to do that.
Well, I was afraid maybe that when he plea bargained that they said, well, we won't send you to the penitentiary if you drop all your charges against, you won't go to the Court of Claims.
Well, certainly that was discussed with him each time, but, the fact of the matter is they cannot cross the civil and the criminal aspect of the deal. There's no way they can do that. Now they'll be coming back to him and say, we've got all of these penalties and interest and all of these fines that we're going to levy against you, and if you will simply walk away and promise not to do that, then we will drop all those fines and everything. That's coming. And we'll give you back the price that we got for your cattle and all of that. I don't think he has any intention of going there. He wants to get back on the track where we were always going to start with.
Okay, and that'll be claims court. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. Best Price Coins is the trusted source for your precious metals. Call them today at 1-800-813-8962 and ask what you can do to protect yourself before the next crisis. The professionals at Best Price Coins have made available to all Republic Broadcasting listeners a large supply of $10 liberties, most of which are dated in the 1800s. These coins are private gold coins and not regulated by the government. For a limited time, Best Price Coins is offering these $10 liberties for $258 a piece. That's well below market. A best price from the best place to find all your precious metals. Call Best Price Coins right now at 1-800-813-8962. That's 1-800-813-8962.
Hey, Jack Blood here. It's been said that those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. It's hard to learn from history, though, with the propaganda, lies, and blatant omissions webbed together by the controlled mediums we count on for our information. That's why the Barnes Review is so valuable to researchers like myself. The Barnes Review carries titles such as Andrew Jackson's Prophetic Warnings, Why Civilizations Self-Destruct, or House of Rothschild, one of my all-time favorites. Why not call the Barnes Review now to receive your copy of their bi-monthly newsletter? Buy $50 worth of books and get a discount on your subscription. The Barnes Review, 877-773-9077. That's 877-773-9077. Or view them online right now at www.barnesreview.com. Or just click on our link at jackblood.com. We'll see you there.
Return. Visiting today with G.B. Oliver III with ParagonFoundation.org. G.B., the other day we were visiting off of the air, and you mentioned to me that you got involved one time with some surfers, like ocean beach surfers. Paragon did.
Yeah, we sure did. They're out on the Gaviola Coast, and they owned a portion of that beach, one of the most beautiful places you'll ever see. They owned that. It was a private beach.
The surfers owned it.
Yeah. And they'd gone in there and bought that years ago, and then they'd built homes in there and everything, but it was a private beach. And right next to it was a public beach owned by the state of California, which was the nastiest thing you've ever driven through in your life. But anyway, Gail Norton and Ann Veneman had decided that they were going to come in there and take that beach away from them and turn it into an enclave, just as they do all the time, to protect it. Well, it was the most pristine place you'd ever seen. Dr. Frost, New Mexico State University, and I went out and got to meet those people. And at the same time, they were destroying a bunch of farmers. They were just a little ways inland right around Santa Barbara. They were going to take them out too, you know, in the name of preserving all of this land and everything. And when I looked at it, it looked like almost a hopeless situation. But the little lady out there that brought us in was part of the surfers groups and had a home in there and everything. Finest people in the world, and got to know them. And of course, let me tell you, those people aren't exactly yours and my kind of people. But after spending a little time with them, I can tell you that they're no better people in the world. And I told them, I said, you know what? You've got to join forces with those farmers over there. If you guys can put this together, that tells the whole story. You can put a stop to this thing. And so I'll never forget the first meeting we had was in a gymnasium right there in California. And we set out chairs on the floor of the gymnasium, and all of the surfers sat down there, you know, and they had their little flip-flops and their shorts and everything. And that bunch of farmers crawled just as high up in that gymnasium in the top of those bleachers as they could. And I thought, this is never going to fly. This is never going to fly. But I think the exciting thing and the thing that tells you something is after we had that meeting, those people came together and joined forces. Dr. Frost went out one more time when Ann Veneman was out there going to express to them how much better they were going to be once.
Now, back up just a minute. Who? Dr. Frost is with New Mexico State University. Why Dr. Frost?
Well, because he's an expert on the science. You know, they were trying to get in there and do a study, and you knew what they were going to find. They were going to have an endangered species as soon as they got in there. And these people thus far had not let them in on their property. They said, no, we don't need you in here doing any kind of a study. But then they said, well, you know what, we're going to do a NEPA. We're going to do an environmental impact study and look at all this. That's when I sent Dr. Frost back out there. And I said, all you need to do is stand up in that meeting and tell what the government's responsible for once they do a NEPA. And that's what he did. Oddly enough, before his plane landed back in El Paso, Texas, Ann Venom had called the president of the university and demanded that he be fired. And he would have been fired, he would have been a goner, had not somebody videotaped that meeting and videotaped his comments when he stood up. He never said anything other than when he stood up, he said, this is what, when the government does a NEPA, these are the things that they're required to cover in the NEPA. And that's all he said. Now, that meeting did get a little ugly afterwards once those people truly understood what the Department of Agriculture was coming in there to do. It did get ugly, but Dr. Frost had no part in that. And had they not taped that and gotten a copy of that tape to the president of the university, Dr. Frost would have been fired. Oddly enough, after the president of the university viewed that tape and tried to get in touch with Secretary Venom, he could never get back in touch with her.
See, these people are vicious.
Absolutely, they're vicious.
And it's so difficult to tell the Republicans that these are Republicans doing this. Not that I mean, Democrats are worse. But the point I'm making is these people are so blind to what's going on, and, you know, it's just unreal.
You know, the thing that always comes to my mind, and I didn't believe him when he said it, I had a meeting with Karl Rove over a year ago. And in that discussion, we discussed these agencies. And Karl Rove at that time told me that the administration, no administration at this point in our government, has any real control over any of these agencies.
You can't tell me. I don't believe that.
Well, I didn't either, but I can tell you that since then I have repeated that comment to a lot of people, one of them being Wayne Hage, and they all agree that is exactly right. That those agencies, within those agencies, have agendas that are being driven. There's almost virtually nothing you can do with a government employee once they have tenure and once they work up through one of these agencies. They're rogues.
All right, I'll go along with that, but you can't tell me that Ann Veneman couldn't have been made to answer that telephone.
Oh, no. Now, that's a completely different deal. Let me ask you this. Here's Mark Ray, Undersecretary of Agriculture, doing face our head-on negotiations with Kit Laney and telling him all along, you know, we've got to get this worked out because the environmental sector is just not going to allow this, just not going to allow it. You know, I'm beginning to get a picture. The more of these deals that we handle and the more we understand, we're beginning to get a picture that there's not a lot of control comes through the administration. These are rogue outfits. They have people inside of them that have sold and bought off on the Wildlands Project and have picked a direction, and they're going to roll.
Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The following is an urgent message for all inventors. Who cashed in on your last great idea? Do you have another invention? Do you need a patent? Then you need InventTech.
Everyone laughed at my pot that cooked and drained pasta. If I had the patent, I'd be rich.
Snap your fingers. Turn on a light. That was my idea. But I never thought to get a patent.
Don't let this happen to you. You may have a great idea, but unless you protect it, anyone can take it and keep the profits. That's why you need to call InventTech now. We'll send you a free inventor's kit, and you'll receive our free video or DVD with your confidential submission. Call 1-800-320-6611.
Cleaning with citrus was my little secret. I never patented it. Boy, was that dumb.
Don't let someone else cash in on your great idea. Call InventTech now for a free inventor's kit. Call 1-800-320-6611. Call 1-800-320-6611.
Friends, neighbors, and fellow Americans, you know as well as I do that our freedoms are under attack in this country. To stand and fight alone is courageous, but not often very effective and can be quite discouraging. But you don't have to stand alone. When you join with others willing to do the right thing, there is strength in numbers, and that is why it's important to join the Paragon Foundation. When you become a member of the Paragon Foundation, you join like-minded, freedom-loving Americans that have decided enough is enough. It's time to get tough and fight back. That's exactly what the Paragon Foundation does, fight back. The Paragon Foundation picks the battles that regain lost ground and protect long-held rights and freedoms. But to win the battle, we need to stand together. And you need a well-funded war chest to equip the troops. And you can help by becoming a Paragon Foundation member today. Call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 877-847-3443. For the last few years, I've talked about financial protection and diversification with my friends at Swiss America. The Associated Press reported that Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently said huge federal budget deficits threaten the nation's long-term economic stability as he raised new concerns about impending problems in Social Security and Medicare. He was speaking before the banking conference. Greenspan said he was more concerned about the budget deficit than the soaring trade deficit. He also warned a day of reckoning will come. Now, what does this mean for interest rates, currency values, and the price of gold? Please call my friend at Swiss America Trading at 1-800-289-2646. That spells 1-800-BUYCOIN. Ask for their special report, Gold, the Color of Hope, and the Right to Own Gold. Please act now to protect your money. Call Swiss America today, 1-800-BUYCOIN.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who says marriages are made in heaven, but so are thunder and lightning, Derry Brownfield.
And we're back. We're visiting with G.B. Oliver, Paragon Foundation. G.B., you were talking about the surfers uniting with the farmers there because the United States Department of Agriculture and Ann Veneman herself got involved in this thing, was wanting to take this private beach as well as some of this farmland. How did that turn out? What did you guys do?
Well, they, you know what, and this is a great example to everybody on how you fight these things, because so many of these can be won before you ever get into a courtroom. Once one of those agencies looks at you and knows that you have united together and that you know what the game is and you know where you're going, they'll do exactly what they did out on the Gaviola Coast, and that is they announced that they were just going to end that project. And I was in touch with those people a couple of weeks ago, and I said, don't think that that's forever. they'll be back.
Oh, they'll come back.
Yeah, they've got to let you settle and kind of drift apart. But that's the thing you've got to understand. When they come into your community and they come and take that property or play their little game, and they've got a variety of games, if these people will unite together and if they will gather the proper information, most of these things can be nailed right on the head before it ever starts. Because those agencies know. The thing that where we see and we get involved in these things is after they've played you for 2 or 3 years and they've got you backed into a corner and now there's no option but to take them to court. That's where we end up with them. But I want people to understand that there's a couple of things that beat them right on the front end. We always want to buy a plane ticket and run to Washington. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are no answers in Washington. I just have yet to ever see anything taken care of through any of your political leaders. What you've got to do is first of all, educate your county and local officials. That's one place that these agencies are not willing to down their heads and run over, and mainly your sheriff. Make sure your sheriff and those county commissioners know what their responsibilities are and where they're supposed to be. Secondly, you know, start putting together a diverse group of people that understand what's going on. Get the information so that you understand where they're going and how you stop that. And nip it in the bud before it ever gets started. And the Gaviola Coast and the farmers and the surfers out there are the finest example I know of is how you put the groups of people together and you stay active and you kill it right there on the spot.
You know, you bring that up. Yesterday, and I'd love to have gone last night. We're trying to do too much with too little. And I couldn't take off and go. But Ray Cuneo came by here. Now, you've never met Ray Cuneo, GB, but you guys are a lot alike. And Ray has been fighting these issues for 10 years, I guess. He's also been on the Soil and Water Conservation Board, Soil and Water Districts. He knows it from the inside out. All right, now they're coming out here across the nation with scenic byways.
You bet.
And Ray shows up at the scenic byway meetings, and he has the documents. He has the state laws as well as the federal laws. And he shows up, and once he does his thing, I mean, he lets the Department of Transportation talk first, and they'll make their pitch, you know, and then he'll start picking it apart, and he'll say, okay, you said this is a voluntary program, right? Oh yeah, it's voluntary. He said, I didn't count the times, but it seemed to me like you said that this program was voluntary at least a dozen times. Is that right? Oh yeah, that's right. Then he holds up the federal rules on this thing and said, is this the law? Yes, that is the law. The federal documents.
Right.
And he said, now, I've read this thing. I've memorized it. And he said, the word voluntary is not in there. You know, and he said, you can just, because these people are taught to say certain things.
Right.
And once you show them documents and you can prove you're right, he said, then all of a sudden, the audience starts saying, hey, this guy's way off base, you know.
You bet.
So, and you can knock this thing in the head before it ever gets started.
And that's what it takes. Is people have to be vigilant and getting hold of the right information, just like you're talking about this gentleman right here. And that's where you kill these things. What happens is we don't go to the meeting. They get this thing underway. And if you'll go to one of those meetings, they always have an agenda. It's on a little flip chart or something like that, where they're going to take you exactly where they want you to go. And you sit there like a bunch of dumb sheep. They've always got their people from the environmental sector. They're always in those meetings. And they're going to ask the appropriate question at the appropriate time. And they just lead us down the road like a bunch of sheep. And
facilitated meetings.
Facilitate, yes. And, you know, it's the oldest game in the world. And what we started doing down here, and so we don't see much of that anymore, is we'd go to these Forest Service meetings like that, and they would say, well, I'm glad all of you came, and we're going to work through this thing. And he would flip the chart over, and he'd get ready to start. And the first thing you do is you walk up there and say, is this about us and for us? And they say, yes. And so you just take that chart off that rack and set it down over there against the wall and say, well, let's just start over. If this is about us and for us, then we're going to facilitate this meeting. And once you take that chart away from them, they're screwed right there. They don't know where to go after that, because they have been sent to one school after another teaching them how to lead you down the yellow brick road.
You know, I want all of our listeners to sure tune in on Monday, because John Doody is going to be back with us Monday. And he went to a facilitated meeting on, I believe it was a watershed program or something. I can't remember what it was. But he had the documents as well. And he had this document that I have been telling everybody that they need a copy of it in their home. It's Protecting Water Resources with Smart Growth. And, oh, by the way, that was another funny story. Yesterday, when Ray Cuneo was in my office, he brought me his information on these scenic bypasses, our scenic byways.
You bet.
And so I've got all of his stuff here. But anyway, he said, you know, I never did get that smart growth book about protecting water resources. Well, I said, I'll get it for you. So I just picked up the telephone and I dialed their number. It's a toll-free number. I don't have it in here with me, but I can get it very quickly. And I dialed it, and I said, here, just tell them you want Protecting Water Resources with Smart Growth. And if they ask for the number, there it is right there. So he did, and he said, I'm a Soil and Water Conservation Board, and he said, I do this. And he said, there are several people on the board that need this. He said, how many of them can I get? Oh, she said, could you use 20? He said, yeah, send me 20. So when I was promoting this, and they're very lovely ladies there at this. They're in Washington, D.C., and they're very lovely ladies. They're nice. And when I mentioned it on the air and gave them the numbers and everything, they said, oh, you don't need to. If you heard that on the radio, we know what you want.
You know, that's the other thing that is so interesting in this deal. The people that you and I deal with down on the ground floor level with these agencies, most of them are just as honest and sincere as they can be.
Sure they are.
They believe everything they've been told.
They went to the same high school I went to. There are neighbors. We know them.
You bet. But when you will elevate that to the next level, all of a sudden that son of a gun is benched. And then they start to bring in the heavy hitters out of the regional offices and out of Washington. You know, that's the other thing that is so astounding about this thing. And lie to you, you got to understand that they can lie to you and there are no consequences that come back with that. And if you ever, I had a guy the other day got into a confrontation with him and I said, you know what, right now you sit exactly where Kit Laney sat. Because you don't have to touch him. You don't have to threaten him. If at any time that federal official feels threatened, that's assault. That's assault. And that's precisely where they had Kit Laney.
Boy, I get assaulted every day because I'm threatened every time I turn around.
You work for the wrong outfit, my friend. You work for the government.
Beth threatens me.
That's exactly
right. My wife threatens me. Jeff threatens me.
Well, I'm very interested in this date you offered to let me come up there. We've got all that jackass money and your wife's out of town. That sounds like a tailor-made deal for me.
It is. Well, I don't know how much money I'll have yet, but I'm just betting on a good sale day, you know?
Well, you're building them up on the air.
Oh, you bet. You bet. I'll do that again. They're going to sell at Lolly Brothers at Macon, Missouri on Saturday morning. That's tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock. By this time tomorrow, I'll have my check.
Yeah, well, you know, are they all branded DB?
You know, I've never... No, they're not. They're not. But I know them. They know me.
What do you use those things for? I mean,
see, that, now you're sounding like my wife.
Oh.
They're not good for anything. Well, they're not, I guess. Except if you watch very much national news, you'll see a little bitty donkey over in Iran or Iraq someplace pulling a great big cart with about a dozen guys on it, and they know how to use them.
You need to export them.
Yeah. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-699. My Wheat. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Hear that? That's the sound of nearly 3 million American jobs being flushed down the toilet. What caused it? NAFTA. 10 years ago, Congress passed NAFTA. It was supposed to boost our economy. Instead, we lost millions of jobs and the nation is still hurting. But now Congress is quietly considering doing it again, but worse this time, by creating a free trade area of the Americas, also called the FTAA. This would outsource millions more American jobs and businesses. How can our country survive this devastation again? Learn how you can help. Visit www.stoptheftaa.org or call 1-800-JBS-USA1. Log on to our website and let Congress know that you think FTAA is not an option for America's future. Stoptheftaa.org and keep American jobs in America.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, and veterinarians are having with Silver 400. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 800 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, HIV, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP research and Silver 400. In 2001, antibiotics saved no one from anthrax. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 400 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely with the help of MSP Research. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 350 pages. Give us a call at 334-493-0420 and see why doctors in 5 countries use Silver 400 orally, topically, and in IV solutions. 334-493-0420.
I just heard that Paragon Foundation commercial, GB. Do you know who those folks are?
I do. I know them well. And that part about keeping the overhead way down, I can verify that part of the deal, too.
See, I offer to bring you out here, and I'm going to feed you and house you for it's not going to cost you anything.
Well, you know what? They just hand me these plane tickets, and I crawl off the plane. A lot of times I don't even know where I'm at, and I just keep hoping I'm in Centertown, Missouri.
You know, we don't have a good airport facility in Centertown. You'd have to land in Sandy Hook, probably.
Sandy Hook?
Yeah.
Sounds like an adventure.
It is. It's really a town. I'll introduce you to it when you come out.
By golly, I am going to come see you. I can tell you that right now.
Anyway, I didn't get to finish my story a minute ago about John Doody, who's going to be on the air Monday. You don't want to miss this because John went to one of these facilitator meetings and he had the documents. And we got started talking then about the smart growth and protecting water resources with smart growth, and I got off the subject. But he had the document. And when the facilitator, well, anyway, he came in. He'll tell the whole story Monday in detail. But the facilitator didn't want him to film the thing. And he said, sure, he's going to film it. And he set up a video, and he aimed a video at the facilitator.
Uh-huh.
So when he got up with this document on smart growth, he said you could just see him see her turn white. And but he'll tell the story. You want to listen Monday. It's going to be a good show.
Well, I'll tell you what you have to understand is that these things are a lot of fun if you're armed with information. And of course, I'd have to have a psychiatrist with as many of these things as I go to and as many of the phone calls as we receive in here with people that are just having their hearts torn out and their property jerked away from them. But you got to approach this thing. You've got to educate yourself and then enjoy this. And let me tell you, it is a lot of fun if you've got the right information. And that's kind of what the Paragon Foundation is. There's very, very few of these things that we haven't seen. And if you'll call this foundation, when you see one of these things coming, and after you watch them a little bit, you recognize it in a heartbeat. You know exactly what kind of game they have. But call us. Tell us what they're doing, and let us put you in touch with somebody that can tell you exactly where they're going. Educate yourself, and then go to those meetings and just have a blast, because you can unravel them on the ground floor in a hurry. But let me tell you, you let them get 4 or 5 years under their belt and let them suck in your local elected officials and let your sheriff sit over there and twiddle his thumbs until this thing's underway, and then you're talking about some kind of litigation to unravel the thing that'll cost you anywhere from $250,000 to $750,000.
Or your property.
Oh, yeah. If you don't do that, you lose your property. And once they do that, they've set a precedent, and then they'll knock the rest of you down like dominoes.
Paragon's number is 1-877-847-3443. And by the way, we mentioned this the other day. You do accept donations. I mean, you guys don't have the money that you need to do what you're doing. You could take on a lot more cases if you had the moolah.
Well, you're not kidding.
And I personally know, because several pretty good-sized checks came in here, and we forwarded them on to you. So people out there say, I want to do something. I don't know what to do. Get your checkbook out and send a check to ParagonFoundation.org. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Derry Brownfield here to tell you why the Aeronizer is the most advanced air purifier available. What the Aeronizer does, it puts out higher forms of energized oxygen into the air, which oxidizes pollutants. It actually destroys airborne particles and removes them from the air that you breathe. The Aeronizer destroys viruses, bacteria, molds, and pollens. I mean, it kills them dead, making your indoor environment healthier and safer. The Aeronizer literally reaches into carpets, furniture, drapes, clothing, and porous materials to remove cooking, pet, and smoke odors. The Aeronizer is a safe, effective, and affordable solution to unleashing the natural purifying power of oxygen to not filter, but actually purify the air. To get the Aeronizer, call toll-free 1-877-605-9200. That's 1-877-605-9200. Or go online at www.aranair.us.
A doctor. That's what five-year-old Betsida of Guatemala wants to be when she grows up. Then I can find a cure for Marcia, she says. Marcia is her sister who suffered from lupus. Their mother tells how when Marcia was in pain, Betsida would encourage her sister by saying, "Remember, God is with you." Thanks to a World Vision sponsor, Marcia received the best medical and nutritional support possible. Sadly, she lost her battle with lupus. Still, Betsida and her mother continue to thank their World Vision sponsor for the continued hope they give. For others, though, that hope isn't there. But you can change that. Please consider sponsoring a child like little Betsida.
Call 1-888-WV-HOPE-1. That's 1-888-WV-HOPE and the number 1. That's the number to sponsor a child just like Betsida. World Vision needs your help to help others. Call toll-free 1-888-WV-HOPE-1 and change a child's life with just $26 a month. Call World Vision at 1-888-WV-HOPE-1.
We have returned. We're in the home stretch here. We're running out of time. Jeff mentioned something that we should mention on the air, but the Missouri Conservation Department, in their beautiful high-dollar publication that they put out every month free to everybody but me, I've been on their list two or three times, and I'll get a couple copies, and then for some reason it just quits coming. But I have friends that send me stuff out of there, see. And they had a whole big article on there of how you could donate your land to the Missouri Department of Conservation.
Isn't that swell?
Yeah, but you know, these same people could donate their land to the Paragon Foundation, couldn't they?
Absolutely.
You know, it's something to think about.
Well, it's something that we're working on right now, and it's something that we've had a lot of requests about it, and we're working with an organization right now that can show you that and are going to show us how to set that up. And we're very, very cautious about that because, you know, the one thing that we're committed to, and, of course, they're going to say the same thing, but we're committed to keeping that in the families and the hands of the people that that will work it and use those natural resources the way this country was set up to do. But we're going to look at that and absolutely, you know, if there are no offspring that want to continue that way of life, and so many times, we just had a meeting in Wyoming with the governor of Wyoming and the state treasurers from all over the country and everything, and they expressed to us that concern. The one thing that Michael Martin Murphy has showed me in black and white again and again and again, and when you go to destroy a country, the first thing you do is you destroy the agriculture culture. And that's what you see going on right now in this country. And we've got to find some way to keep that in the hands. But these conservation easements and the things that you're talking about are a weapon that sounds so good, but they are designed to take away those development rights, and then they then come back and join that piece of property with those development rights and Nature Conservancy and all these organizations in a bad way. If we can set up something like that where they can contribute that piece of property back to the Paragon Foundation in some way to where we can still keep the objectives and the goals that we have, then certainly we want to proceed with that.
You know, I had a story the other day about what land is worth in and around Phoenix, which is sitting out there in the desert, you know. And some of these building sites are worth from $700,000 to $900,000 an acre. And I thought, you know, wouldn't that be, how would you like to have a few thousand acres sitting out there and have a conservation easement on it?
Well, you know, before anybody enters into a conservation easement, and I was just visiting with a lady out of Montana on that are fighting this battle, go down and talk to your banker and see what he thinks about loaning you money once you put a conservation easement on that piece of property. And we all know that those lines of credit, in the agriculture world anyway, that's your lifeline. And what they're doing is they're conning you in on one end of the deal, and they're eliminating your ability on years that you go through drought or low prices to be able to go back and get a line of credit to keep you going. They're going to cut your throat that way. You know, let me tell you, the weapons they use sound so good, but man, they are the end of you. Go down and talk to that banker before you get into a conservation easement and ask what he's going to be able to loan you once you take away the development rights on that property. Because the one thing he understands is he's going to face federal examiners about every other year. And they're going to look at that and any kind of a farm loan or a ranch loan. We all know that you have years when those don't cash flow. That's the nature of the business. But the way that banker has always been able to keep that asset from being classified with a federal examiner, the way he gets by that is he said, look at the abundance of cost, the abundance of collateral I've got here. Well, when you take away those development rights, he can no longer defend that loan with those federal examiners with an abundance of collateral because you don't have development rights on that property anymore. And then he can't defend it. They're going to classify those assets, and he's not going to put classified assets in that bank, and so they're just going to refuse to do business with you, clearly and simply. I've been 25 years in that business, and I can tell you that's where it's going to go.
Get in touch with Paragon. Either paragonfoundation.org or 1-877-847-3443. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.